For sure. Yeah, dude. So I got the day off. Guess what I'm doing?
Nothing.
Well, Madden came out on like August 2nd, 1st or 2nd.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's amazing. My quarterback went to Florida. He was a backup and finally got able a chance to play in the playoff. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like you drafted him just for me.
No. It was so stupid because the teams you could pick from kind of sucked. The best team showing, I mean, notably because the best team was Florida out of all of them. So
Right.
they all
Makes sense.
sucked. Yeah. They all sucked.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Really.
What are you studying for, man? I thought that was over with.
To teach English in this like state of, to teach subjects in the state of California, you have to take exams about them, and I'm trying to get my English credential, so I have to
Ah,
take like English tests.
gotcha.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, I have my last two tomorrow. Not excited.
Yeah, well, I'm usually pretty good at tests. It's like papers I'm not, because I don't like to edit. Hate editing.
See, I'm the opposite. Test is like there's a right answer and a wrong answer. Papers, it's like there's no right answer, so you can just make stuff up.
Yeah, you just got to justify it.
Basically,
I mean,
you
I'm
can
more
BS anything.
the content I have is usually okay. It's just the they mark me up for editing because, you know, there's like missing commas and you know that
I
kind
was
of
gonna
shit.
say,
Yeah.
have you seen Last Chance U on Netflix?
Yeah. A little
Okay,
bit.
so I think it was like the second year or something, or the second season. There was a guy who was just like, "Yeah, I don't know what a period is. I just put it places when I'm typing." And I'm like, "What? What do
Right?
you mean you don't know what a period is?" Oh my God, it blew my mind. Blew
Yeah.
because this dude's in junior. He's gonna get a scholarship to probably a decent academic college, and he doesn't know what a period is.
That's crazy. It boggles my mind when people don't know where to do paragraphs. Actually, sometimes I don't know where to formulate a paragraph and I have to rework things and whatever. But
Every once in a while, it happens to me too. I'm like, is this the same thought? Is it a
yeah,
different thought? I
right?
don't know. Is
Yeah.
this the same argument? What am I arguing? I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Yeah, sometimes I'll do like Franken paragraphs where I'll mix some of the next paragraph into the last paragraph and move it around, kind of like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, enough about the studying and stuff. Hopefully it goes well for you.
I hope so too. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. So I've been recording. I just kind of started.
That was the most interesting stuff we'll probably have all day, so they're definitely going to want to hear that.
Probably.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You want to introduce? You want to you're the intro man. You're
I'll
the well you're
try.
like that you carry the whole bathroom break, name.
I don't
It
know.
is you, my friend.
Last time
When people think bathroom break, they think Justin.
No, I don't think so. Last episode I think was struggle, but we're getting back to it. You know, you can't win them all. So, welcome to the Bathroom Break Podcast, the Chipotle Burrito Bathroom Break Podcast. This is Justin at off underscore pod, and that's Alan at.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's called the Chipotle one because we like to take our time in here.
Yeah, either that or it comes out explosively fast. One of the two. Depends on which
Yeah,
Chipotle.
it's very inconsistent.
Yeah, very, very inconsistent. Today, like we're just saying, moral questions and a situation. Got a situation here. Unless you got anything, do you?
No, I like your points. Let's hit this. Let's get this.
Man, I feel like I had some kind of situation, a different situation earlier, but we'll just go with this then. Moral question. I don't know if this is really more of a moral question or just someone asking for advice. Saccharine Strangler says on Reddit, "I think my friend is a hypochondriac, but what if she's not?" That's his question. I don't know if there's like a follow-up, like, "Hey, should I confront her or what?" kind of thing. Any thoughts on this? It should just be thought-provoking.
I think you try to inject her with some kind of disease or some kind of
Jeez, dude.
virus that you know what it is, and it's somewhat minor, and then see what she thinks it is.
Oh my gosh.
No?
I
Because
wasn't.
then if she thinks it's way worse than what it actually is, yeah, she's a hypochondriac.
Yeah, I wasn't really expecting that. Have you met anyone that you would consider a hypochondriac?
I don't know anybody. Well, my father-in-law somewhat. Like, he's been sick since I've known him.
Oh,
But like
wow.
the whole sick where he's like, my head's gonna explode, and I'm like, I'm okay.
Okay.
I don't know what to do for you, bud. Like, he went
Right.
to like 10 doctors in a month for one period, and he's just like, I guess I gotta live with it. I'm like, most of us do.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of times doctors don't really vet very well. They don't like completely find out everything that's going on with you. You really got to know better. I wish that you could just order like a full body MRI. Hey, just check out everything. See if I'm all right. Yeah.
Just walk in, do the works. Let's do
Yeah.
this.
Yeah. Well, let's see what's going on. It's not reality though. But you're right. I mean, completely right. Yeah, most of us do until like we can't, and then we get admitted to the hospital. That's kind of like life, you know? I would say someone at one point in their life will be admitted to the hospital. You know, it might be when you're older, but
You know what I just realized is we recorded a whole episode with A Adam where we played the game, Would Adam Go to the Hospital for This? And I never put it up.
oh, dude,
That's gonna be on our best of series.
that was so fun though. That was
Yeah.
awesome. Yeah.
Because we were just randomly d talking, and our third, the guy who comes on here a lot, the third guy, the third co-host, whatever you want to call him, Adam, he was saying, yeah, his elbow had been hurting. And we were like, oh, for how long? He's like, oh, a couple years or something like that.
Yeah.
And oh, how bad? Oh, I can't lift it.
Yeah, not that was the part that got me. Is like, yeah, I lost function in it. It's like, well, maybe then you should go to the hospital, man. You know, you can live with
Yeah.
some pain and stuff. Yeah, but with that said and everything, people with they can be pretty annoying. It does like it takes your patience if someone is kind of like a hypochondriac every day. It's like I have some coworkers that are kind of like that, and they're always going home sick and going home early, and like I have to pick up their slack, and it gets annoying after a while. Sometimes there is chronic illness, and I totally, you know, sympathize with that, but it's like even that, like not to be completely unsympathetic or unempathetic, it's like even that's still kind of like a little bit of annoying.
I love your like prefaces, like not to be, not sympathetic or, you're always so kind in them. I just come out and say it. I'm like, man up.
No, you know what I mean? Like if there's someone that's
Yeah.
chronically always going, always leaving and giving you like a higher load, and you know that they didn't schedule enough people because they were supposed to be here. I mean, but
Yeah, you know what you should do is just crush up some vitamin C pills and like put it in their food or something.
I don't know if that helps with, especially with chronic illness. With chronic illness, I reframe my thought, but I think this is just a human thing. It gets you irritated, you know. It's like, oh man, please don't go home. You see them on the schedule, you're like, please don't go home early, and then they do,
Yep.
and then you're like, fuck.
There's always that one person you check the schedule and you're like, damn it.
Yeah.
There's no way they're going to show up to work.
Right. Or it's like maybe they're not gonna show up to work or not, but
That's true. There's always the please don't show, please don't show, please don't show people.
right. Yeah,
Yeah.
them too. You know, it's like, oh, please don't show early so they can call someone else in. You know, that too. All right, so this next one's Jank3383 on Reddit. I've noticed a couple living in their car at a shopping center. Do I report it to police or mind my own business? I got a clear answer on this one.
I would love to hear your clear answer, Justin.
Right as I take a drink, thanks, bro. Should have seen that on the.
We
I'm
have
just
that
kidding.
kind of
Yeah.
communication level here. We just feed off of each other so well.
Yeah, right. My clear answer, you leave it to yourself, man. Just go into the business. Like go in the shopping center, do your shopping, that kind of thing. If the people that own or rent at the shopping center care about it, then they will call the police. But you're just a patron. That's my
I
opinion.
like it.
Yeah.
I like it. I was gonna say, is it affecting
Right.
your business choice? Is it making you not want to go shop there?
Then don't go shop there. Like
Then don't
if
shop there. Yeah.
yeah.
The market will fix itself, my
Right.
friend.
Exactly. If that owner is like, "Hey, I'm going to let all the people live in their cars in my parking lot and it's like hard to find a spot after a while and stuff, don't shop there. Like they'll go out of business."
Yeah.
But it's not your job to be the police, my opinion.
I hate those people.
Right?
The people who are like, why are you calling the cops?
Right.
What'd they do? That family was just sleeping.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that kid sleeping in the car with the windows rolled up so you can't hear him? Is that really pissing you off that much?
Right.
Yeah. If it's pissing off the person who owns the parking lot, then yeah, first off, whatever. But, you know, it's your parking lot, so do what you do. But, like, come on.
Exactly. I will say, if it is my parking lot, I'm sorry you can't sleep there. I'm not having any of it. I'd buy a tow truck just for that.
I kind of get that.
Yeah.
So I live in California, and there is the in Northern California, up in San Francisco especially, they're having all the quote unquote like the problems with like the homeless. Like, there's just so many homeless people in the streets in San Francisco, and they're allowed now to defecate wherever they like.
Yeah, I heard
like there's
about
no
that.
Laws against public, you know, urination, public pooping, whatever they want, like wherever. Does not matter how many people are watching. Doesn't matter if there are children present. And I actually just heard the other day, you get paid $70,000 a year to pick up poop in San Francisco full time.
Oh shit, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
You
like, that's a lot of money.
You know what might be more cost effective than that? Just getting more public restrooms.
That might help.
No.
I'd still be the person like, screw it, there's still a law, and I'd be like peeing everywhere. It'd be hilarious.
Hey, when we were roommates and I was making like no money, I told you, I was like, if someone pays me $50,000 a year, I will pick up poop with my bare hands, you know? I mean, I'm glad we're past that now, but
I'm still broke, so don't tempt me, San Francisco. Don't tempt me.
Well, I'm glad that they're doing something about it, but you know, maybe some infrastructure as well as the dude cleaning up the poop would help out too. And yeah, I mean, more access to toilets might then maybe change the law back so you can't publicly defecate, because that's gross.
Yeah, I agree it is gross. I still can't believe it's a thing.
Yeah,
I still can't believe it's like, yeah,
okay.
It's mind-boggling.
Well, okay, long road trip. I think we've all pulled over to the side of the road and peed in the little ditch thingy, the safety ditch thingy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't want that to be illegal. I think that is illegal, but I would rather just get a pass on that, you know, circumstances kind of thing.
Yeah, so, absolutely. But I'm saying, like, if you could, I could take a dump in front of like an elementary school with like open windows everywhere.
No,
I could just walk away. Like, that's what's legal in San Francisco. Dude, that's insane.
That is insane.
But, like, yeah, if you're crossing the country and you need to urinate once in a while, I don't mind if you pull off and pee in a field. I really don't care.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a little gray area there.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The gray area is, are there other people there just trying to enjoy themselves? Then you're not allowed to pee or poop there.
Okay. Yeah, that's fine. All right, I don't know where to go with this. Should I do a couple more moral questions here or what?
Yeah, go for it. Let's do this.
All right. Milk Drinker 69. My employer's external payroll company is paying my coworker and I double what our salary is. They're asking advice on what to do.
First off, I want to know what their salary is. Second off, I think you got to be honest. You got to come forward.
Yeah, I think it'll come back to you anyway. But
yeah,
answering your first question, I would assume it can't be that much if they haven't noticed it right away.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Are they getting like $3 an hour and they're getting paid $6 an hour? You know, like,
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, double salary is a lot. That's not...
Yeah, that's very true.
Not a drop.
So yeah, it's gonna come back to you, and guess what? They're gonna want the money back.
Yeah, and they will probably go to court because you agreed on how much you're gonna get paid. So
yeah, there's something called a contract that you signed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gonna come back to bite you in the ass.
Not just extra money. Yeah, you're gonna have to give it back for sure.
Yeah.
So they'll find out. Even the half-ass accountant that's messing it up is gonna find out sooner or later.
Yeah, you would really hope so.
Yeah.
Or I want to go work for that accountant because he won't know if I'm stealing all the money.
Yeah. I know. But he'll get fired and then the next accountant will find out.
That's true.
Yeah. And what do they have, like 7 years? this is now like legal advice on the Bathroom Break podcast.
Yes, please do not take anything we are saying seriously whatsoever. In case you have not heard us talk before, we are two dumbasses talking.
Yeah, two big dumbasses talking.
Oh yeah, we're super dumbasses.
I mean, I honestly think they have like 7 years to get their money back. I don't know, maybe not.
See, you threw a timeline in there, and that makes it sound legal. I'm just staying out of this one.
Okay, all right. I do not have any law, anything other than spoken word, like hearsay from other people. So I wouldn't take it. Anyway, all right, this next one. This is a true moral question here. Tiny Freckle coming in with a true moral question on Reddit. Okay, is it okay to watch a movie on an illegal streaming site if you own it? Like, you bought the DVD.
Why would you do that?
Well, I don't know. Maybe you don't have access to the DVD. You're on vacation somewhere.
Huh.
I mean, that's a good question. Why would you do that? I mean, there's probably a bunch of different situations. How about this? Okay. ESPN streaming has been notoriously bad ever since they got the UFC in there.
Right, right.
Now, you buy the UFC, but ESPN streaming is god-awful. So you find an illegal stream and it's better? What about that, morally?
I'm totally fine for it. Totally fine with it.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. You contributed. I think it's fine. I would agree. I think it's fine.
Yeah, you already paid the money. You paid the money.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're good.
You contributed. You can watch it now by any means necessary, yep. I guess. Yeah. So
again, not legal advice.
Right.
Just want to throw that out there.
This is not legally. We're just going moral. This is just moral right now. It's not legally. The dude that's streaming it is still bad. Moral, you know.
Yeah. But, shame on you, buddy.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Definitely.
But thank you at the same time. I appreciate it.
All right. I'll do one more moral question unless we want to back end another one.
Let's do this.
Donkey Deluge. On Reddit says, when does being frugal become unethical?
When it starts to harm somebody?
Yeah, I guess.
Like when you buy the meat that they already threw out and they're like about to throw it out and you're like, wait, 5 cents final offer. And they say, no, we can't sell it to you. And then you just take the meat anyways. And then it kills like one of your kids because you cooked them meat that went bad.
Yeah, that could be. I was thinking maybe like you are withholding medical attention because you're like, oh, I don't want to do the copay today.
Okay, I like how you went with harming yourself and I went with killing a child. Okay.
No.
That was, yeah, yours was way better.
No, I'm talking about with a kid. You know, you're not taking the kid to the doctor because you're like, oh, I don't want to do the copay today. Or like your pregnant wife is in labor and you're like, oh, we got to wait till midnight so it's on the next day and I don't get charged another day at the hospital.
Oh, right. That's totally going to be me. It could be like 10 a.m. I'm like, babe, you already wasted 10 hours. You better sit down and keep quiet.
There's this minister and he'll say it in some of his sermons. I'm not going to say what church it's at or anything, but he says this story about how his wife was in labor and they're waiting in the hospital parking lot until midnight. It's like,
yep.
Why are you telling the congregation that story, man? I don't know.
That would be me. I'd be sitting out there like 11:58, babe. 2 more minutes. Push it back in.
No, man. You can pass a certain thing where they can't do epidurals, and I just go. I like modern medicine, so I'm just heading right on in there.
You'd show up like a day early, Justin.
Maybe, yeah.
You'd be like, she spilled water. I think it's a sign. Her water's breaking. And yeah, that's not how it works, sir.
Yeah. Oh, we got to go. Just head on out.
Mm-hmm.
This situation, I need to come up with more situations. We've used a lot of our situations now. This is the last one, but I like this situation a lot. It's kind of a thing that's in a lot of different movies. It's a thing that's in a lot of different sitcoms, that kind of thing. But, okay, you're house-sitting for a friend or whatever, and a normal-looking cat, they have a normal-looking cat, it gets out and it's never found. What do you do?
Mm, It's a cat. So I just want to clarify. This is far different than a dog. Yes, I would go find another cat that looked exactly like it.
What would your anxiety be like when they come home?
Oof. It would be pretty high.
Yeah, I know. I'd be freaking out.
It'd be pretty high. Yeah. I would have a tell. Like, if it was poker, they would know. That's a different cat, because I would be, like, sweating.
Yeah.
I'd do a bad job of picking out the cat. Like, it would be missing a paw, and I wouldn't even realize it, you know?
Yeah. Something would be completely off.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. I don't think I could. I don't think I could replace it like they do in the movies and stuff. I think I would just have to let them know. I think I would just have to let them know and let them know right away, and just be like, "Hey, it's your fault. You made me house sit for you."
How irresponsible I am.
Yeah, it's your fault. You trusted me with a cat that likes to get out.
Yeah, and who has a cat?
Yeah, I know.
I actually like cats. I can't fucking hate too much, but, like, you know, I have a cat.
Yeah.
But, like, the cat doesn't have enough of a personality for me to know it's different than any other cat.
Right.
If it's a dog, you're screwed.
Yeah.
If it's, like, a cat or a turtle, then you're fine.
Yeah, I guess we could bring this into, like, fish. A fish got out somehow. Just died. You replaced the fish. It'll be the same. Yeah. A ferret, probably the same thing. Replace the ferret. But then all your, like, what are you house sitting for then? You just spent all the money.
And who are you house sitting for that has a ferret? Like, who's like, "Hey, can you come over and watch my ferret?" I'd be like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not friends with anybody who owns a ferret."
Yeah.
It's kind of my first thought.
Yeah. Yeah. I was outside putting our sprinklers on to water the grass. And the sun was going down, so everything was, like, orange and red. And it was freaking hot as balls. It was, like, 115 out. And I saw this dog, like, walking with only the two front paws. And, like, its balls were dragging on the thing. And I was like, "Oh, my God, what's going on?" It felt like I was, in Mad Max or something. So I ran inside, got water, tried to give it water. It was, like, kept moving down the road, and then it was, like, starting to go up to my neighbor's house, and I was like, "Hey, get some water," and it was this huge dog, and it's just moving with only its front paws and dragging its balls on the ground. It ended up going into the neighbor's house, or in the backyard. I didn't follow it because I don't want to be in the neighbor's backyard. And I like called animal control, but they're like, "We close at 6. So I was like, "I don't know what the fuck to do." Neighbor came home and I was like, "Hey, yo, a dog went back there. It was, like, dragging its balls on the floor, you know, like," and he, like, looked inside. He's like, "Oh, it looks like everything's going good in there." It was his dog. I'm like, "You're not gonna get it, like, checked out? It looked like it was, like pretty fucked up out there." He's like, "No, it's great." I was like, "Okay, all right, dude."
I didn't see the story ending up that way. Yeah. I didn't see that going well.
Yeah. He's like, "Oh, it's going great in there." He's like, "Thanks, though." I was like, "All right. First off, didn't you want to know where the heck your dog was?" And I don't know.
That was my thought.
Yeah.
Like, "Oh, it's okay. It's Tuesday. He was at his chiropractor. That's an every Tuesday kind of deal. Like, what the hell was your dog doing out? Why don't his legs work? And what were his nuts doing all upon the curb the whole time?"
No idea. And, like, the tail was all frayed and stuff. No idea. No freaking idea. I mean, obviously the dog wasn't neglected. It was being treated better than a shelter and all that, but it got out. It was just a huge dog. Just got out and decided to rub its balls all up and down the street.
I mean, that's a good story, Justin. I'm glad you told it the way you told it.
Yeah?
That was beautifully done. We both know one individual who is absolutely terrible at telling stories.
I love him, though, because he tells them in a way where you're always waiting for the point. And then he just stops, and you're like, dude, wait, what was the point?
Like, yeah, but you just look at the other person who's listening. You're like, do you understand where that was going, or is this a parable? Is there supposed to be some kind of moral takeaway from this?
Right.
And then you realize he's just done telling the story.
Yeah, he's just done.
Like the middle of a verb. He's just done.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I ran.
Yeah,
Where
we've had
to what? You know?
we've had moments where we waited like 5 minutes before anyone said anything, and we just all looked at each other, and then I think we were all like, then what happened? Like what? And I don't know. It's like, well, why did you tell us? Like, why did you tell us this? Yeah.
I
Oh
remember when
man.
he was like going on one of his first dates with the girl he started seeing when we were dating, when we were dating,
When we're
when they
dating.
first when they were first starting dating, and we were like, "Hey, do you know how to talk to girls? Like when you're out at dinner?" He's like, "Why would I talk? There's food with for me." Like, oh my God.
I remember that. I will say sometimes first date or like dating kind of stuff, I usually do a second dinner, like just so I don't order a bunch of food. I mean, now I'm married, so it doesn't matter, but when I was first doing it, I'd come back home and eat a second dinner.
Can I go ahead and offer up what we're going to do on the next Bathroom Break podcast?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It is going to be dating advice with Justin, Adam, and Alan.
Sounds great. I'm
Yeah,
gonna
we're just going to offer up dating advice, and we're just going to go one at a time, and it's going to be pretty bad.
Yeah, it's gonna be horrible.
Yeah.
I don't think we've all been that great at dating, but
No, God no. Hey, but
yeah,
we
but
married up.
I know.
We married up hard.
For sure.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But before we met our significant others, remember when we just looked at each other and like, man, we wish we were gay. We could
Right.
just like
It's just
hang
so
out and play
easy.
video games and then do whatever, you know, that kind of stuff. You know what I'm
Just
saying?
so much easier. Just
So much
so
easier.
much easier. So much
Nobody's gonna
less.
come get me to kill us the spider. Like they're just gonna kill the spider and we're fine.
Right, yeah. Oh man. Yeah, you guys get your house sprayed out there? You ever get bug sprayed?
We have not. We did
Oh.
just get mosquitoes for the first time ever. Like the little pond in the back. Like they got this little fountain in the back and it stopped running. So it's just still water and it got mosquitoes.
Gotcha. Yeah, we get sprayed every now and then, and what the spraying does is it brings the bugs out, 'cause then they start dying and they can't hide. I don't know. Anyway, so
That sounds terrifying.
we had
Okay.
okay. So when you fir if you first move into a place and you get sprayed, a lot of times a lot of bugs will come out. We've had one come out, but it was like this cockroach, and it was like I had to get up and get something and go over there, and it's like it's my job. It's just annoying.
Yeah, that's a lot of work. You know what? I'm not gonna lie. For everybody listening here, I'm gonna sound kind of like a little bitch here. But the other night, I went to the restroom. I noticed a very large spider, and I was like, "Oh, let me go get my wife," because I would just normally step on it, right? I'll kill a spider. She doesn't kill animals, so I had to get her to come get something to get the spider and move it outside because I'm not about to grab a spider. I'm gonna be out of your damn mind.
Why don't you kill it?
No, Jess would have heard me.
Oh, so
Yeah, she would have known.
okay. So
She
she
would
would
have
be
known.
like, she'd be like, nope.
Like it was so big, it would have left a trail. Like I needed to set up like a Dexter plastic wrap thing everywhere if I was gonna kill this spider.
Gotcha. Oh man. Yeah, no, not here. No, we kill the bugs. We just,
Yeah.
yeah, we kill the bugs, man.
I'm jealous. I'm jealous. I gotta like, make sure they're all right, ask them about their feelings and stuff. California.
Ask them where they want to go. Where do you
Yeah,
want to go?
would you like front yard, backyard?
Do you want me to
I can
take
put you
you?
someplace in the shade if you like. There's a non-smoking section on the left.
Yeah. All for free?
Yeah,
Yeah.
right? Didn't know I had a roommate. That thing was so big it should have been paying rent.
Dang, man.
Yeah. It was ridiculous.
Have you ever seen a June bug?
Yes.
Dude, those things are crazy. They're all huge, they're heavy. They're crazy. They
I'm sorry.
fly
I was
at you.
picturing it like an Adam story
Oh
where it
yeah.
was more like, "Hey, have you ever seen a June bug?" And I'd be like, "Yeah." And he'd be like, "Okay." And
Okay,
that would have
I know.
just been the end. And you're
Well,
like, "Okay, where was this? What was happening here?"
it was kind of like an Adam story, but it was just like, hey, they're huge, you know, kind of like, hey, airline food sucks, you know. But yeah, I know June bugs are gigantic and they fly and they come at you and sometimes they get stuck in your hair. Crazy.
Like, they don't look like they should be able to fly,
No,
to me.
they shouldn't. They shouldn't be able to fly. I think they struggle flying, it seems, but they still fly at you. I don't know why. I had a bird fly at me one time. It was
You had
crazy.
a bird fly at you.
Yeah. So I opened the garage and I got out and I was like trying to pick up some crap that's in the front yard. And then this bird was looking at me and my dog was out there, so I picked up the dog and then the bird like flew at me. I could have like hit it, but I didn't. I just dodged it and then it flew back.
Man,
I know.
that's an intense story.
It was really intense. I had my small dog in my hand and I was like, "Oh my gosh." And then I was like, "What do I do? Like, do I fight it? Like, is it trying to fight? Like, should I double leg it? You know, like, should I actually do a legit fight with it, or should I just go inside? Like, is this?"
Did you really just think about what kind of takedown you would have on a bird?
No. I would have like tried to kick it or slap it down or something like that. But no. So that was my first thing, is like, I'm gonna slap it down because I saw it coming at me, and then I just dodged it. And then I was like, is this my reality now? Is this like what's gonna happen every time I go out in the front yard? Birds gonna be swooping down trying to attack me? But it only happened one
I
time.
hope every day it's another bird. You know, it's like you have one bird the first day, two birds the second day, third day you have three. I hope it just keeps adding up.
Well, I heard that birds like communicate and they tell other birds what humans are bad. And then like there's this professor or something at some university and he was testing on crows. And then the crows recognized his face, so then he started having, when he was walking across campus, he started having to put masks on so that the crows couldn't identify him.
That's a terrifying story all over.
Isn't that
First off,
terrifying?
with the social birds coming to attack a
Yeah.
professor. Secondly, with an old man like wearing a mask to walk around a college
Yeah,
campus,
that
that's
too.
terrifying as well.
Yeah, I know. It's, just think about it. You're sitting on like a park bench or something. And you're like, why is that old guy wearing a mask? And then oh, it's because of the birds. And then you're like, what the
Oh, the birds
fuck?
know him. That's hilarious. The birds don't like him. Like, what?
Yeah, Alan, you didn't know you're not supposed to piss off the birds on North Campus? You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
What are you talking
they'll
about?
remember you. I saw your poster up in the bird nest, man. They know you.
You better not piss them off. Don't
Yeah.
do anything to piss the birds off.
This whole story reminds me of something I saw. It might have been the funniest thing I've ever seen in my entire life. But last year, Adam, like our other co-host, his brother is deathly allergic to bees. Like he gets stung, he needs an EpiPen. It's crazy. We were sitting in his garage with me, Adam, his brother, and their father. And there was a bee in the garage. And I warned Adam's brother, Austin. I said, Austin, there's a bee. Watch out. Like, get out of here. And I just see Austin's dad run up to the bee, swinging, just like throwing fists. Not like open hand, like I'm going to smack this bee down, but like throwing hooks and crosses, like uppercuts. He was trying to knock this bee out. It was the funniest thing I've ever seen, because you have like an older man like in his 60s just throwing haymakers at a little bee. It's the funniest shit you'll ever see in your entire life.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
Everyone knows you're supposed to slap it down and then step on it. That's what you're supposed to do. That's
Not Steve.
self-defense.
Not Steve. That's not how he works.
I heard another story about him. They were him and Adam were working in a warehouse, and there an earthquake happened. So he started booking it out of the warehouse, and Adam was like, "Why are you running out of the warehouse?" And he was like, "Earthquake!" Yeah. So that's all I got, man. We're going. This was like a Chipotle freaking episode. Jeez.
But I feel like our people got to know us just a little bit better.
I think so for sure. So next week, or next whenever time, dating advice.
Dating advice.
I'm gonna find some stuff. I heard a question about ghosting the other day. So we'll have some really horrible advice.
I think this is going to be our best episode yet.
For sure.
It's going to be up there.
All right, man.
All right. You have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yeah, I gotta get back to Madden. Oh, what a